Hello, Mustang fans, and welcome to another Ford Performance edition of the Mustang Owners Podcast. I'm John Clore, the Enthusiast Communications Manager for Ford Performance, along with my co-host, Mike Ray, President of the Mustang Owners Club of Southeastern Michigan and the International Council of Mustang Clubs. And we've got another special episode for you tonight to discuss, well, are you ready? It's the latest listener letters from Clubhub at Ford.com. Mike, they keep sending us letters.
Yep, and we're ready for them. Let's go. And looking forward to hear what the responses are this month.
Well, we appreciate, first off, I mean, you got to grow a thick skin in this industry. I write a column called the Ford Performance Corner for Mustang Times. I think I'm after maybe, Mike, I'm pushing 180 of them. And that's a monthly column so people can do the math. And, you know, when you're a columnist and you go out in the world and you voice your opinions, not everybody agrees with you. But we're really thankful for all of you listeners who are interacting with us and sending us your thoughts, suggestions, ideas, and even, you know, criticisms, because we want to make the Mustang Owners Podcast your podcast, because you're the owner. It's not about Mike or me or anybody at the museum. It's about you. So when you have ideas about owners and cars and stories and people, we will try to bring you those people, because everybody has a Mustang story, Mike, and it's not always people in the
right
industry,
absolutely, right?
Okay, so let's get into this. Now I'm going to I'll go ahead and eliminate last names, because so many people thought, why did you have to mention my last name? So I'll just do your first name and your hometown. Okay, here's one, Mike. It's a note from a guy named Jason. He lives in Oak Park, Michigan, and he says this: Dear John and Mike, I've been listening to your podcast, and I noticed you seem to be favoring designers over engineers. Is there a specific reason for that? I like to hear the engineers too.
I don't think that's necessarily true. We've had a ton of engineers on there. We've had Parasek, we've had Terzis. We've had a lot of guys on there that are engineers on the engineering side.
Well, first of all, yeah, we'll talk to Gerard, our producer, and find out. But I think, folks, if you get on our podcast page and start scrolling, you know, Mike, I really haven't made a tally, but who's this? Jason, if you believe we're spending too much time with designers, you know, I like designers. They have different stories to tell. Engineers sometimes talk techie, but that's fine too. Gerard just told us our top two podcasts are with John Coletti, SVT engineer, and Art Hyde, SN95 and SM97 engineer. So maybe the engineers, I don't think we're overly designer friendly, but I'll tell you this. We'll talk and we'll look. And if that's the case, we've got more engineers coming up.
Yeah. I mean, we just had Slankard on. We had a lot of guys that are in there doing all that stuff. There's a lot of guys that we've had on there, and I don't think that statement is necessarily true in my
opinion. Yeah. So for those of you who like the mix, it's not just industry people or people doing promotions for their events. We like the owner stories as well. And Mike and I will make a concerted effort to try to get more of those as well. So we'll try to keep the mix fair, okay, Mike? Don't you call it that?
Yeah.
Right? Call it fair. Okay. I hope that answered your question. This one's from Pat in San Diego, California. Dear John and Mike, is there any specific reason why you don't discuss the state of the hobby, i.e., like gas versus electric cars, like the legislation such as the kill switch and the speed limiters, or how about the tax by the mile propositions? Do you just want to stay out of that question mark?
I'll let you take the lead on that one.
Wait a minute. Okay, folks, you tell us. I mean, in my Mustang column in the Mustang Times, I do tackle those issues, Mike, and people call that politics. And I don't, because I don't care what, you know, political party you're affiliated with. It's just because the government's got itself involved in choosing whether we can have EVs or gas cars doesn't mean it's politics. It means it's still Mustang people care about driving and what impacts our driving. They care about legislation that makes owning an older car harder, you know, emissions laws and parts that we can't put on our car because they're not EPA certified, and, you know, the cost of gas, The whole electric car zealots out there that are, you know, pushing it beyond our infrastructure. All that stuff is important. And you know, here's why I know, Pat, thank you for your question out of there, San Diego. Maybe that's why you're asking, because you're in California.
Very true.
I'm going to get in trouble for that. See, I'm going to get in trouble for that, Mike. That's why you have me do this one. I would say, no, Mike and I are not shying away, although people tend to see that it's politics, and it's not. It's the challenges we face as Mustang owners in our hobby, given the climate of laws and regulations, and that I don't think it's politics. So, do we want to talk about it? Yeah, Mike, I'd be happy to. I'll bring on. Oh, I can get Lauren Fix, the car coach, who did a great column on the kill switch mandate that they got that snuck in through the infrastructure law, and people don't know about that. Their new cars will have a kill switch put in it that can be accessed by the government, not you. It might be looking at your eyes and tell you if you had too much to drink or if you ate too many Skittles.
You know, also try to always do the episodes on, you know, something that we know that people are interested in and excited about or whatever like that. And honestly, I haven't had anybody bring that up to us to discuss any of that. So, you know, and if politics are involved, we always try to shy away from that, as always, just as a habit. And there hasn't been a lot of requests, I guess you could say, for us to discuss
that. Yeah, it's like, yeah, and there's a lot of people listening out there who have a Facebook page, and they know once they get into politics and religion, that's when you start losing friends. So I would say no, we're not averse to it. But I think, you know, a big topic. So that, I mean, I will have Lauren Fix on and let her talk about it. And then we'll see your response. If that's what you want on the podcast, we can do it. So thank you for your question. This one comes from a guy named Dan, and he is in Detroit. So Dan says, "Dear John and Mike, I love the podcast. Sometimes it's hard for me to get to the latest one, but have you ever considered taking your podcast to the YouTube platform? ? What is it? You don't want us to see you guys talk?"
No one wants to see our faces, right? No, talk.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
What we're working on, John.
Well, Dan, thanks for your question. Let's put it this way. We didn't record a lot of our first podcast. We started in September of 21, and a lot of them are not recorded with video for good reason, because, you know, I get too many love letters. No, that's not it. I have a radio face, and Mike looks like he's always happy. He smiles too much. That makes people nervous. That makes people nervous to look at his smiling face. So what happens? No, we're not recorded. We could go back and put them on there with the voice only, and then maybe Mike, if you want to try some video podcast where we can just record both video and audio and put them on YouTube. I like the platform. I'm a YouTube freak. Between me, you, and the lamppost, one of my favorite automotive celebrities is Derek Bieri of Vice Grip Garage, and he's a YouTube star. So, Dan, that's a great question. We'll talk to our producer, Gerard Ferriello. We'll get some ideas. And if you want us to try a Mustang Owners podcast, both on Apple and Spotify and on the YouTube channel,
That. And I know we've been discussing it briefly, and I think it'll be fun. And another thing is that with that, how can I say it? You know, YouTube, we definitely want to do that. And then at the old episodes, what we could do is our marketing materials that we have, you know, that we set up at our shows and events and stuff like that, we might just want to put that as a cover along with a picture of our special guest. And then the new ones we can do live. And I would love to do one at Carlisle this year. And definitely if we have the chance at the 60th anniversary event in Dearborn, Michigan.
A great suggestion, Dan. And we will do something to follow up that. Of course, we're always looking for ways to make your Mustang Owners podcast more accessible for you. So very good. Very good suggestion there. And thanks for sending that in.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This one, well, I'm going to let you do this one. This one comes from a guy named Tom. He lives just outside suburban Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He says, John and Mike, you talk a lot about shows. You talk a lot about what's going on in our hobby. You talk about some celebrities. He puts in question mark. I think he meant quotes. We all think we're celebrities. But why don't we do more tech talk on the Mustang Owners podcast? Question mark. Tech is helpful to many of us who work on our cars. For example, my Mustang just developed the Coyote Tick. Can you get someone to talk
about? You know, that's really funny because I think in one of our past mailbag episodes, someone else suggested that exact same thing. I'm almost positive they did. Mm-hmm. And, you know, John, I have a former Ford Info Tech Line worker actually who works with me now. We might be able to get him on as a special guest just to go over some tech questions. Might be a little special guest.
So what you're saying, Mike, you just embarrassed us because we said we got that letter before. And we're not,
some things slipped through the cracks.
I haven't done anything about it. Hey, folks, we're just human, okay? You know, this guy this was kind of hurtful because I my F-150 developed the Coyote Tick, and then it became the Coyote Death. Apparently, my passenger, the Tick, was from the guides on the passenger side timing chain. I don't know if it was internal or external, but the chain broke, which sent the valves into the pistons and caused internal engine failure. So yeah, if I had known what the Coyote Tick was, you do research on it and, the typewriter Tick, the 2018 Mustang does its old F-150s Gen 1 Coyote. I didn't know. So maybe, Mike, we should maybe. Yeah, we've got tech guys and the Ford Info Center, the Ford Tech Line, they'd be willing to come on. And so, folks, if you have a tech question, here's how we do it. Send it to clubhub@ford.com, and then we can have a few specific questions to ask these guys. And then, yes, we will get tech on.
Yeah, let's do
okay?
it.
Okay? You know, you don't have to ask us over and over again. We already had that question 3 years ago. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so thanks for that question, and we will, I think, yeah. Mike, we can do that. Okay, this one comes from Bill. Who lives in this looks suburban St. Louis, Missouri. Dear John and Mike, love the podcast, but
I what's that all about? Just end it with a period there and just move on, huh?
I should have just forget the rest of this. Now let's see what Bill said. I love the podcast, but I noticed that you guys have a lot of event promoters on. Do you guys actually go to the events you promote?
We try as much as we possibly can with that fits in our schedules. But yes, we absolutely have event promoters on. That's what this is about, is to get that word out, to let people know they might not be aware of it or they might want to do it. Me and you have met people literally in person at Carlisle that they didn't even know Carlisle existed until they heard it on the podcast and they came and had the time of their life at that event. So absolutely, we will continue that.
Why does it sound, Mike, do you think we sound like we don't know anything about I've been to most of the events we've had on the podcast when we bring the promoters on to talk. I think we've been to, I would
at
say
at least 90%
most.
For sure.
Okay. Yeah. So Bill, there you go. So yeah, we do go to we have been to most of the events, just to be honest with you guys, that's why we feel comfortable promoting.
Yeah. We've and what better platform to do it on than here?
Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't suggest to all of our Mustang Owners podcast listeners to go to an event if we don't have some working knowledge of that it's worth your time. We're not going to send you to a place when you come back and go, this isn't the Yelp review center.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and we've never heard of anything that's been absolutely horrible, whatever like that. Anything we got, we either experienced firsthand or it's on great knowledge of what an amazing event it's been.
Yeah, yeah. So the answer to Bill is, yes, Bill, we actually have gone to the events that we've promoted on the podcast. And if we haven't, then Mike and I are making plans to go to them. I mean, we're That's what we do. So yes. And that's a good question because, you know, I'm not fond of people that do promotions of things they don't know anything about. So we have a working knowledge of most of these events and have been there in person. So we wouldn't steer you to something that's not any good. So thanks for the question anyway. Okay. This one comes from a guy named Sam. He lives in Madison, Wisconsin. Okay. Dear John and Mike, love when you talk just Mustangs.
Well, what does that mean exactly?
Wait a minute. We do talk just. Okay. So why don't we do, meaning you and me, I guess, more of the history of these cars rather than the current things that are going on? I love Mustang's history. John, you've said before, everyone has a Mustang story. Why not more history?
Yeah, okay. I mean,
Mike, I'll let you answer that one.
That's eight-legged question for sure. There definitely is, but we like to try to keep it exciting, engaging. So I think like just telling a history book chapter of Gen 1 Mustang, you know what I mean? I don't know. I think it takes away from our interactivity with our guests. Things like that. So, I'm kind of leaving the history lessons to the books or the new Ford collection book that's out too. We'll give you a great history rundown of the history of Mustang and Ford Motor Company. So check out our page for that episode and learn all about that's, it.
That's crazy. Mike, you are a soothsayer because the very next question came from Kevin in Charlotte, North Carolina that said, I just read on Ford Performance that the Ford, the collector's edition collector set is the number one collectible for 2024 based on the Mustang, says the Mustang Owners Podcast. You voted, You and Mike voted that as the best collectible.
Do you have another one that's better?
And the
Let's
answer
ask
is,
that.
Yes. So if you saw that in what's happening on FordPerformance.com, I think, Mike, that was mentioned in the Paul Rocha, Paul Rocha was a guest on our podcast. And in what's happening, you'll see the Paul Rocha picture of his Mohawk. And, we talked about the Mohawk track experience. But the second item in what's happening was, yes, the Mustang Owners Podcast has endorsed Ford, the collector's edition, as the best Mustang collectible or Ford collectible of 2024. And if you don't believe us, order one.
Exactly.
Yeah. Go to iconicglobalsports.com. Order yourself one, or your friend one, or your best Ford buddy, and when it comes, do an unboxing on YouTube. Yeah. Send us that unboxing, and you tell us if that's not the most collectible, the best Ford collectible that you've seen in 50 years. I have not seen a better one. And Mike, I'm sitting down here in my office. I've got over 200 books on these bookcases. The shelves are starting to sag. I've got great stuff. All the years we've been in the hobby. Look at all your knickknacks, tallywhack, give a dog a bones. We got a million stuff. And that collectible, bar none, and if you ever seen none in a bar, let me know. But bar none, that is a super, super collectible. So, yes, we stand by. The Mustang Owner Podcast does choose that as the best. But that was so funny.
That's crazy. But, yes, and it makes sense. But that also kills your history question. So there it is.
Yeah. So the last one we'll do tonight.
What about the Mustang Dynasty book? Well, there you go. But when you get them, read that one, and that'll answer a lot of your questions.
All right. So for our last letter we'll cover tonight, this comes from Sally. She lives in just outside of Chattanooga, Tennessee. And she says, hey, why don't you guys offer guests or advice on Mustang restoration work? We're always looking for shops and we always have issues restoring our Mustangs, but not much of that is covered on the Mustang Owners Podcast. Have you ever considered?
Where is she from?
Just outside of Chattanooga.
Chattanooga, okay. I'm trying to think, though, if they were asking from certain areas, whatever, if we don't know the good one in that area, we can reach out to the local clubs there, or we can suggest that do that as well for some advice.
Yeah. Well, let me say this, Mike. There are podcasts out there that just do restoration podcast, you know, nut and bolt, you know, where do I get this chrome plated? And I can't find this part. And there are those out there. That's not really what Mike and I are club people. So here's our suggestion. Join your local Mustang club. And if you don't know what that is, go on Club Connect, FordPerformanceClubConnect.com, look on the map and find the nearest Mustang club. If you're in a Mustang club, they know right. the shops. They know, don't they? I mean, Mike, you by being a member of Moxum, when I joined, I didn't know about Oval Auto and Jeff Shembri. And so when my Coyote bit the dust, I went up to Jeff's shop and the dealer wanted, you know, $1,200 to put a new motor in, and Jeff's doing, you know, major surgery, but he's going to, what a great shop, do it for right. half that price. And yeah, I can trust. So I would suggest that rather than have the Mustang Owners Podcast become a restoration podcast, because I don't know if everyone's interested in that, especially you as 650
yeah,
owners.
Right.
You got a dark horse. I would suggest join your local Mustang club, and they know, but that's the benefit, Mike, of joining the club. You pay, oh, I paid $40 to be in the club. What do I get? You get inside information on where to take your car. And by the way, that $40, you could be saved 400 times over by not being in the club and making a mistake and taking it.
And mostly, most of those shops, if they're working with the club, you're going to get a discount just from going there as well. So that'll also enhance your savings.
Oh, yeah. And that's where the knowledge is. So, Mike, I don't, you know, not that I'm, hey, listen, I like tech and I like, you know, hearing things, how to restore things and where to find hard to find parts. I like all that. But I think there are other podcasts and things out there for that. I think most of us folks, you know, we just want to entertain you, get you to talk about the industry people and the people in the hobby and the owners, because this is the Mustang Owners Podcast, and tell your story rather than, and if it involves a restoration, that's fine too. But our advice to you on that one, Sally, would be to check out your local Mustang club and get a member, become a member, and then ask them. They've made the mistakes. They've gone to the wrong shop.
Yeah.
they've had bad work done, and they know where to go. So, Mike, it's the same old story. Mustang clubs to the rescue.
Absolutely. And there's so many benefits and just an endless amount by just connecting with your local club.
Yep. As spoken from the president of the largest club in North America and the International Council of Mustang Clubs. So I guess you know a few things about Mustang clubs, don't you?
I try my best.
No, that's great. So, folks, that's enough for one night. I'm getting a headache. No, we appreciate you sending those in, and thank you for everyone who did so. And that's a wrap for this edition of the Mustang Owners Podcast. So don't forget to check out the enthusiast section of FordPerformance.com this week, because everyone has a Mustang story. And if you haven't already done so, get your Mustang Club or Facebook group registered on FordPerformanceClubConnect.com and all of your Mustangs registered on Ford's Special Vehicle Registry.com. You can also find out what Mike's Mega Club is up to by visiting Moxum.com. And as always, we welcome your comments and suggestions that you email to us at clubhub@ford.com. So until next time, we'll be looking to catch you down the road. We'll